Today, I hope to complete our lesson on the fifth verse of the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms. In our lesson yesterday, we talked about the flies and pestilence that irritate the sheep in their summer pasturing grounds. We also talked about that dreaded head disease called scab. Scab was a disease that was found primarily among the head. And now, as summer draws to an end in the high country, there are some changes that will take place, both in the countryside and in the sheep. The nights become cooler. Then we see the first touches of frost. The insects begin to disappear and are less of a pest. The foliage on the hills turns to a golden brown. The mist and rain begins to fall and the earth prepares for winter. We all love those mountaintop experiences. We pray that we would live on the mountaintop. But my friend, the weather changes on that mountaintop. When the summer has ended, the cold, harsh wind can wreak havoc with you and your health. As a migrant construction worker, I used to cherish those summers that would find me working in the mountains. In the mountains in the summer, the weather was pleasant, cool, refreshing. But I knew that before winter set in, I would want to make my way off of that mountain. I've lived in those mountains. I lived in a place on the western slopes of Colorado. I moved there in June. I moved from there on a Thanksgiving Day. When I moved there, it was pleasant. The family and I enjoyed the pleasant summer, the cooler temperatures, much different from those we left down in Texas, where the August temperature was 108 or 109. In Colorado, where we were at, it very seldom got past 85 degrees. Oh, what a comfort it was for the family and I. But by Thanksgiving, there was a foot of snow on the ground, and the temperature was 2 above 0. I knew it was time to head back to Texas. I lived also in Tucson, Arizona. I remember that I could go swimming in the apartment swimming pool, and in 1 hour's time, I could drive to the top of Mount Lemmons and go snow skiing. The mountains get cold. The weather turns brutal on those mountain slopes. And it was no different in those days with David and his sheep. But not only did the weather change up on that mountain, but a change took place in the sheep. In the flock, there was also a subtle change. This was the season of rut, of mating, of great battles between rams for possession of the ewes. They strutted themselves proudly across the pastures and fought furiously for the favors of the ewe. The crash of heads and the thug of colliding bodies could be heard throughout the hours of the day and the night. The shepherds knew all about this. The shepherds knew that some of the sheep will actually get killed. Others would be injured and maimed in different ways. At this season of the year, he would catch these rams and smear upon their heads a double portion of that anointing. It would be a mixture of the anointing oil with a certain amount of pure axle grease. It was a double anointing. During those times when we are seeking preeminence, when we seek to be the top sheep in the flock, when we desire the favor of all the people, being selfish as we are, we don't want anyone else to have this favor. Among God's people, there is a considerable amount of knocking each other around. Somehow, it seems that if we don't see eye to eye with other people, we persist in trying to assert ourselves. We want to become the top sheep. A good many people have been bruised and hurt in this manner as a member of a local congregation. And as a lay speaker, I have often found that much of the grief and the wounds and the hurts and the ill will, the unforgiven things in the lives of people, can usually be traced back to the old rivalries, jealousies, battles that had broken out between believers. And today, scores of skeptical souls will never enter a church simply because way back in the day, someone had battered them. You remember the Psalms in which David said, "I was wounded in the house of my friends." To prevent this kind of things from happening, the shepherd would apply this double portion of anointing. You remember the story of Jesus and his disciples in the upper room that night, the night that the Lord instituted the bread and the wine. His disciples were arguing, bickering, trying to decide who would be number one in the kingdom of God. It was in this atmosphere that the Lord told them about the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. He said that they would know peace. And he goes on to say that his people would be known everywhere for their love one for another. But too often, this simply is not the case among God's people. Some are intolerant, dogmatic, and uncharitable with other Christians. Yet, when the Holy Spirit invades a man or woman's life, when he enters into that life and is in control, the attribute of peace and joy and long-suffering and generosity become apparent. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.